Last night in Fort Worth, Texas, the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition announced its 6 finalists. The competition began 50 years ago, and this week, for the first time since its inception, it is taking place without its namesake. Cliburn died in February from cancer. As we hear from Bill Zeebel of member station KERA, the competition is dealing with other changes as well.
Cliburn did not play publicly in these competitions, but for decades he attended performances, met the players, and happily handed out the medals every 4 years. But in a 2008 interview, he explained that no one, not even his mother, expected it to last.
Little did we realize that in September of 1962 would be the first competition. To which she said, "Don't worry, Van. There'll only be one, and that will be all."
The event has grown into a year-round organization with 15 full-time staff and some 1,200 volunteers. Louise Canifax participated in every competition, first as a Fort Worth Symphony violist accompanying the pianists, then as the much-loved backstage mother who helped calm competitors with candy, aspirin, or thread in a safety pin to repair that broken strap, as she said 4 years ago.
"It's just a matter of making sure that they are comfortable, whether they're giving me their wallets, their coats. Some of them have a routine, and I try to write down what their routine is. I take my cues from them."
Canifax died of cancer a month after Cliburn. Her friend since the fourth grade, Kathy Cummins, is the new backstage mother, who knows she has some big shoes to fill.
"You just encourage them and tell them that, you know, they're wonderful. They'll play their best. They're human. Don't worry. If something crazy happens, you'll be fine."
Cliburn managers say they'll be fine, too, despite other changes. There's a new board chair. Cliburn's past director stepped down after the last contest to run Moscow's Tchaikovsky competition. The new director is French-Canadian Jacques Marquis, who says he'll try to follow Van Cliburn's lead.
"We decided to do this competition under his vision and legacy. And for me, I had the chance to talk with him. First, excellence. Second, passion. Third, sharing the music he loved."
Marquis believes the Cliburn will be around 50 years from now, and so does pianist Alessandro Daljavan. He competed here 4 years ago and met Van Cliburn. He competed again this year but failed to make the final cut. He says the death of the event's namesake will not harm the competition.
"You know, the other big competition in the world are the Chopin, the Brassel Queen Elizabeth. You know, every name of competition, people who died many, many years ago. So it was the only one, the Cliburn, where the name found a live person, you know. I think his presence was very important, but, you know, the high standards would be always the same. I'm sure of that."
Some other aspects of this 14th Cliburn competition have changed. Pianists are now competing for a top prize of $50,000, up from $20,000. And the gold medalist gets a professionally produced studio recording in addition to the release of live competition performances. Winners receive 3 years of commission-free professional management with bookings that can and have changed careers. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeebel in Dallas.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.